ice cream always tastes better when it's banned. Well, not banned exactly, but Mom specifically told me to come straight home after school today because she has some kind of special announcement. Friday is mint chocolate chip day, though. It says so in curly green ink at the top of Saskia's planner, in the space where she's supposed to write her homework for language arts. We've been using it to plan our hunt for the best ice cream shop in the neighborhood instead. And I'm not about to skip mint chocolate chip day. No matter how curious I am about Mom's announcement. Okay, let's get down to business, Saskia says, clicking her pen. I nod through bites of ice cream, pulling my map out of my backpack and laying it carefully on the table between us. I spent all of math class drawing it. Mom's worried about my math grade, but perfecting my map-making abilities is way more fun than probability, no matter how important Ms. Albright insists percentages and negative numbers are. I already know that the probability of using them in real life is less than zero. Maps, though, I need in real life all the time. Right now, for example, a map is all I need for us to get the perfect summer plan down. Saskia leans over, holding her melty ice cream off to the side so it doesn't dribble onto my outline of downtown Manhattan. I only drew the parts of the city where we're allowed to go on our own. Our moms agreed that we're both allowed to travel within a 15-block radius of our apartments. Popping the crunchy tip of the cone into my mouth, I dig through my backpack for the stickers I picked out from a stationery store last month. They cost more than the ones I found at Duane Reade, but they include a bunch of pizza slices with googly eyes, and that was worth the extra $1.25. I peel one off and stick it over Carmine Street on the map. We have to start with Joe's Pizza, obviously. The end of sixth grade is in just 1 week, which means we have a week to plan a whole summer's worth of outings. There are endless summer days to fill, with just the two of us. First up, a pizza tour. I dot my map with pizza stickers, while Saskia draws ice cream cones over our favorite shops. She gets the curl of the scoop right every time. Okay, what's next? She asks. Cupcake Wars challenge? Museum art reenactment? Fancy tea shop party? Beach day? Beach day, I say with a wistful sigh. Getting caught in ocean waves is the best kind of fun. The beach kind of sucks in the city, though. Oconee Island is great and all, but it's always packed with people, and Mom has to assign family swimming shifts so that there's someone to sit on the towel and watch our stuff. Instead, I type tea places into the Maps app on the cell phone Mom finally let me get a few months ago. I'm just about to copy the first place I find onto our map when the phone rings. Autumn, Mom says as soon as I pick up. We're on our way home, I say quickly. Mom laughs. I know you stopped for ice cream. I groan. The only downside of having a phone is the Find My app, which Mom insists on using to make sure I don't get kidnapped. Or stop for ice cream. It's mint chip day, I say. As much as I hate to interrupt mint chip day, Mom says, and I can hear the smile in her voice. It's family game night. I need you home, okay? I guess that's one other downside to finally having a phone. Mom can always call to force me to leave Saskia and go hang out with Harrison, aka Harris Stinks. Every Friday used to be family game night. We'd order pizza and play Monopoly. My big brother George would always let me have the lucky race car, but be a real sore loser about it when I bought his favorite hotels. Mom would then sneak up for the win as we argued. The winner, always, always Mom, would get to pick our movie for the night, and she'd make us watch something that sounded super dumb, but would turn out to be great.